Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. We discuss them in this segment each and every day. Before we do that, I need to remind you folks of a couple of things. First is that at the top of the hour, we are going to play some Know Your Role for tickets, sweet tickets, S-U-I-T-E, sweet tickets to the 49ers and the Texans on August 18th. You're going to sit in our suite, so that'll be top of the hour. We'll play Know Your Role for that. Also, a reminder that you can give us a follow on Twitter, at Sports Radio 610. Get breaking news first. Join the conversation. Never miss a thing from Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610. All right, you want me to go first, Rich?
Go right ahead, yes.
Okay. This story hits a little close to home for me, not because I root for North Carolina or I even like the University of North Carolina. I have no feelings one way or another towards the University of North Carolina. But it is a school that has found itself in its fair share of hot water over the last 5 years for various reasons.
I think that's fair.
You know, they had the academic issues where they had football, allegedly had football and basketball players taking what almost amounted to fake courses.
Yeah, Bernie Goldberg kind of blew the roof off of that.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. I think they paid their penance on that one, if I'm not mistaken. Now Larry Fedora is there as the head coach. Pretty good program. They put out Mitchell Trubisky a couple of years ago. He's a pretty good quarterback. I hesitate to call it a scandal at North Carolina. Certainly it's nothing that approaches some of the true scandals we've seen at universities, like Ohio State, for example.
No, but I think it's a scandal for sure.
13 North Carolina football players, including quarterback Shaz Surratt, have been suspended for at least one game this season after they were caught selling school-issued special edition Nike Jordan shoes, a secondary NCAA violation. UNC self-reported the violation in January. There is a long list of players who are suspended for four games that include a couple of offensive linemen, actually three offensive linemen, two defensive ends, a wide receiver, a linebacker. I'm not going to go through the names because they don't mean anything to anybody.
Okay, now that I know the details, this is not a scandal.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rich, when you said that, I'm like, wow, Rich sounds like he knows what's going on. You feel very strongly about selling this equipment.
It's not a scandal.
Yeah, a couple of defensive backs are going to miss two games. A couple folks are going to miss one game. Since multiple players share the same position, the NCAA approved a request to stagger some of the suspensions so they don't have these cluster injuries and they're not trotting a bunch of freshmen out there burning their eligibility because of this. Surratt's suspension changes the dynamic of the quarterback competition, which I think nobody really cares about in Houston. I don't think many people in Houston care about the QB competition at North Carolina.
Maybe the NCAA should ask themselves why these guys are selling those shoes.
I'll get to that. Let me read Larry Fedora's statement. He says, quote, "I am certainly upset by our players' actions and how their choices reflect on them, our program, and the university. These young men knew the rules and are being held responsible for the poor choices they've made. Accountability is an important core principle in this program. We will learn from this and aim to do better in the future." Now, I don't know the financial situation of all 13 of these players. I didn't know most of them existed until this story came to light.
Yeah.
But when I went to school, I bought equipment from some of the football and basketball players.
I don't doubt it.
Not shoes, because my feet were much smaller than theirs, but like, I still own some practice jerseys from back in the day, some basketball shorts. I had a roommate who was on the basketball team who, you know, he was much bigger than me, so he brokered some of the point guards being able to sell equipment and things like that. I don't feel like I'm putting something out there that like is like, oh, this would rock the world. Now, maybe back then it would have, and because of the school I went to, which professes to be squeaky clean, it would have been a big issue. But I gotta say, I don't have a huge problem.
Let me ask you about the jersey you bought and the shoes these guys are selling.
Yeah.
Because this is gear that's given to the athletes because they're on the team.
Right.
And if they chose not to sell it, they would take those shoes and those jerseys with them after their experience in college, right? They don't have to leave them behind.
No, they're theirs.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if you've given something to someone and that person now owns that, seems to me they can do whatever the hell they want to do with it if they own it, right? This is not school property we're talking about them selling.
But it's university-issued stuff.
Issued. So that it becomes yours permanently. If somebody gives you something and it's yours permanently, you shouldn't be penalized for selling it.
I get it, but the NCAA rule book says...
No, I understand.
Yeah, I mean...
I understand.
You're
saying
Fedora
that... Fedora is right. They knew the rules. They broke the rules and you have to pay a price. They're stupid rules is what I'm saying.
That's my point, too, is I think the rules are dumb. I feel like these guys should be able to... You know, they're not stealing. I feel like if they have some gear that they can make a little money off of, now maybe after the season, maybe not. But these are Jordans that these guys got.
Does that mean I should have been in trouble?
These are special edition Nike Jordan shoes.
Well.
And so I don't, you know, like, it's one thing if they're selling their cleats in season and stuff like that. That would be like me selling my books during the semester.
Right.
Which I did like five times.
Does that mean that I should have been penalized at the end of my semesters at the University of Dayton for selling my books? Was that sort of, those were university issued, if you will?
Well, they were bought, I would imagine. You probably bought those.
Well, yeah. I guess what I'm saying is, should I have told my parents, which I didn't?
The overriding thing here is that to
all kids pocket that book money, right? They don't give it back to their parents.
To me, the override, my dad listens to the show, Rich, so I'm neither confirmed nor denied. I know it's been 30 years, but you never know. Here's my thing with all of this is, these guys broke the rules, and yeah, the rules may be stupid, but I think it is indicative. And again, not knowing the background of all these guys, my guess is there's at least a handful of these guys, if not most or all of them, who probably need the money.
That cage came in handy.
They need the money to go to the movies, or they need the money for food. We just heard D.A., David Anderson, talking about how he had to play Poker Stars or whatever it was online to pay rent for summer school at Colorado State.
Yes, we were up in West Virginia last week, and I think a conversation between myself, you, and Ted came up about working at school. I think I talked about working my work-study job that I had at Dayton, and Ted just chimed in and said, they wouldn't let us work.
Right.
They're not allowed to have jobs.
Yeah. So
it's ridiculous.
So my, with all due respect, is not for these players, although they did know the rules, they broke the rules, and especially the starting quarterback, man, now you've compromised the season. That kind of sucks. That's not very smart.
No.
But with all due respect to the NCAA, you need to let these guys take advantage of their likeness. You need to give these guys more way to have revenue coming in for them so that they can live. Because I know it's a state school in North Carolina. It's not Duke, where you got all these kids coming from a ton of privilege, but there's a lot of privilege on that campus, even at the University of North Carolina. And I would imagine it's tough for those guys, like feeling like you got to keep up lifestyle-wise with the student body there.
I go back to the same thing every time we talk about something like this. If an entity as corrupt / profitable as the Olympic Games can figure out how to get past amateurism and still have integrity to your events and, you know, not hide behind a fake veil of amateurism, then the NCAA needs to get on the train. If the Olympics can figure it out, because for people maybe aren't old enough to remember, that used to be a very, very big deal with the Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you earned a dime off performing as an athlete, you were persona non grata for life.
You got to do your story, Rich. Real quick, I want to respond to a text. Someone saying, you bought used gym wear? No, it was not used. It was issued to them at the beginning of the season.
They probably wore it a couple of times.
And not the ones I bought.
Okay.
I made sure I got it at the beginning of the season.
That wouldn't bother me, by the way, if it had been worn
a couple of times. Yeah, that's true. It's not like I wore it all sweaty and whatnot.
No.
So anyways, Rich.
The floor is yours.
Rich,
I'm not embarrassed to say that there have been times in my life where Jenny and I have taken advantage of the secondary clothing market.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to
do.
You got
to do what you got to do. Yeah. That's exactly right.
You got 2 minutes to squeeze in your story.
It's a short story.
Yep.
It's about Fox News commentator Tommy Lahren. I don't know who Tommy Lahren is.
She is a conservative talk show host.
I was just going to say, she. Yeah. It is a she.
She's very attractive.
Apparently, I'm looking at a picture. T-O-M-I is how she spells Tommy. Tommy Lahren apparently tweeted something on yesterday that got some people's attention. She was in San Francisco for the first time in her life. And she tweeted this, quote, "First time in San Fran, see a man snorting cocaine off the street. So sad this beautiful place has become such a cesspool. Thanks for nothing, liberals," is what Tommy Lahren wrote on social
she
media.
She screamed at the liberals.
Yesterday, she got very angry. With all due respect, so you saw someone snorting coke off the sidewalk. Hold my beer a minute, Tommy. Let me tell you about my sidewalk experiences in San Francisco. You haven't seen anything until you've seen mid-human defecation on the sidewalk.
You saw that.
In San Francisco. That's right. That's right.
We went for the Super Bowl.
I'll see you snorting on the sidewalk and raise you someone defecating in front of me on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Our hotel in San Francisco butted up against an alley. It was kind of like the alleyway that led back to the gym that Rocky had to go to in Rocky III.
Yeah.
In the slums of L.A.
Yeah, it was like that alley in that Richard Pryor routine where someone was calling him from the alley. I did not go down that alley. Yeah, yeah. I did not venture down that
alley.
It was
a scary walk to and from Radio Row every day.
It was very scary. Yes.
We were compromised.
It was quite a life experience. So with all due respect, Tommy.
Yeah. You ain't seen nothing.
I respect your political views, but liberals has nothing to do with it. Okay. San Francisco has a gigantic street people problem.
And they did not solve it for the Super Bowl that year.
No.
At all. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.